بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Desires, you know, desires is a very dangerous thing. Man has full of desires. He want this, he want that. There are no end to desires. And once he has desires all the time, then he begins to live with all kinds of desires. He wants all those things. And the Quran says that when a person becomes a slave of his desires, then heading for destruction. Heading for destruction. Everyone has desires. You have desires to become like this, you have desires. All building castles we build. All kind of castles. We want to have desires. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this too. A mu'min is he who has desires who confirm with his desires. How nice he said it. A mu'min is he who has desires who confirm with his desires. So what's the meaning of that? The meaning of that is that you have no desires, it is his desire that I have to follow. It is so simple. A true mu'min is he that does not have any desires, but he has desires that conform with Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For example, I tell you, you have desire to do something. First thing you have to look at it, is his desire to Nabi Karim or not? Example, nikah. Your desire, I want to have a big do. I want to invite so many people, I want to do this, I want to do that, everything. That is your desire. And everyone has the desires of that kind, especially the women. What is the desire of Rasulullah s.a.w.? So he said so nicely in this one short statement. They don't speak long statements. Very short but very precise. Understandable. He said, mu'min is he that he only confined, his desires confined with Nabi Karim, my desires. Now you look into your life, that is an answer for everything. Everything that you do. If you look into one nikahs, you must be caught with that. If you make salah also, according to deen too. What you like is your desire is on have Maulud Sharif. I'm just giving an example. That your desire on have Maulud Sharif. Because that's a common thing today. That is your desire. But there's no dollar rice, no Maulud Sharif there. But you know, with desire for Maulud Sharif, you want to have, what is his desire? His desire not to have it. So no matter how much you want to do it, not do it. So many things in our life, you know, we go to say, what is wrong with that? They begin to say, what is wrong with that? Because my desire to do that thing. It's not what is wrong, it's what is the right thing to do. His desire is not to do it. Many a time you do certain things in Islam which is not supposed to be done. In other words, indirectly you're showing Allah Ta'ala na'udhu billah that Islam not complete. Islam, and you must know that this month that Allah Ta'ala complete al-yawm akmaltu lakum deenakum. I have completely sent the deen down and have completed Islam completely, perfection. Now when you bring these new things, because people talk like, you know, my desire is to do this thing, yeah. So teaching us a very important thing is not your desire. It must, everything must confound the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to be very careful that we do not begin to say those kind of statements we make, you know. That we feel that statement is small, but the statement not small, is a dangerous small, a dangerous statement. It sometimes can tamper with your iman also. Allah mari ifadat. We don't even realize that our iman gone. That's why in the hadith mentioned, a person wakes up in the morning with iman, and the cause of the day he utters those things which he does not even realize, iman is gone. He does not even realize that too. Many a time you see a person pass away without iman. It's not that at that occasion he have done something, some act in this course of his life, which iman was gone already. So likewise, when a person sleeps, so the Rasulullah said that a person sleeps with iman, the cause of the night you begin to do those things, to utter those things, which is iman goes away. So how you careful you have to be. Two things one has to be careful all the time. One is iman and one is nikah. Iman and nikah is something you have to be very careful. Many a time you find a person, you know, He begins to utter those things in front of his wife. He did not realize he became talaq, fallen to. And they live for life long after that. What kind of children you get to? So these two things, iman and nikah, is very important. Now you look after it. You look after the thing. So this desire that a person has in him, you must always remember one thing. That person who falls into the control of his desires, who controls his desires, one is the desire control you, and one is you control the desires. It's a very difficult thing. Very difficult. That at every occasion you look at a desire, one thing, you control that desire. Your desire wants to control you that you would behave like this. If someone come and fight with you, your desire is I must fight with him, that's your desire. Now, the most important thing is how that you must control your desire. The desire must not control you. And it's very difficult. Very difficult. That's why they say, you call a man who can control his desires. Otherwise, there's no difference between him and an animal. No difference between him and animal. That at every occasion, he so controlled himself to that extent. That's what you call. That he's controlled his desire to that extent with it, that in no way it overpowers him. It sounds very easy, but when you face with a situation, you come to realize you failed. I'll just give you an example this month. If you had a fight with someone, and you have all the means to fight him back, and you know you're going to decide to swear him and be vulgar with him, that is your desire now. You have to overpower the desire of yours. I am not going to do it. Why? Linked with Rabbi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything desire would be my desire means the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person was so hard to him, so hurtful to him, too much of harm caused to him. But in return, I maaf. I forgive you. Every incident of the Buzugan Adin, you look at it. The harm they were caused by people, but in return they brought the desire of Rasulullah in them. They never took revenge at any time. In return, they will look at their lives. Whatever they, how they made the life, it will link with Rasulullah himself. Allah mahdi qawmi fa'innau la ya'lamun. Where was this in Taif? What harm the people caused him at that time, the desire at that time that he cursed them. Jibreel alayhi salam came down and said, curse them. You just command us, you turn the thing down. That is your desire, my desire, Allah forgive them. So this is what it is. Our desire must no more be our desire. The desire, I want to give talaq to my wife. The talaq of Nabi comes and says, talaq, do not give talaq. Everything must run toward the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your desire to run the business the incorrect way, the haram way. Your friend will tell you, they convince you, man, look how much of money I'm making. Look how big I'm gone. I got this, I got that. They'll convince you with everything. You make your desire to fulfill the same desire. Immediately you must link to yourself. That's why they say, unless you not sit in the company of pious people, you won't get the condition in you to prevent yourself from committing a sin. No matter how your friend can tell you, no, that is not a friend in reality. He'll tell you how he got the incorrect way, the wrong way, he got the business done, and he's gone so much haram he's going through, but he's making so much of money. You look at him and say, his desire, let me also fulfill his desire by doing that. But immediately you say, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Because why? It must be that you must link with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, be of that kind. That immediately what did Nabi Karim desire is what it is. You're running a business, is the desire. Must I deal with interest? Allah Ta'ala's desire is Masul Zandiyah. The desire of Allah, the desire of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the desire of Allah Ta'ala. Remember the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the desire of Allah Ta'ala. Everything must be, if you have that link in you, that my desire is no more important, do not look on with your desires. If you have that, I do not look with my desires anymore, I do not have any desires. In other words, I live with the desire of Allah Ta'ala. And it's going to be difficult if you had but you have to continue. So that's why they say, unless It does not. If it becomes strong in your heart, that lust and desire becomes strong in your heart, then it becomes very difficult, because it's very difficult to remedy it. Once it's stuck in your heart, stamped in your heart, that desire and the lust too strong to do all the wrong things, the desire, all kind of wrong desires. My desire is to drink. Your friend will tell you want to drink. Your desire to take drugs, that is your desire. But if you got linked with Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you say, I'm not my desire. He said, desire not to take it. You got friends who tell you steal, I give you backdoor stuff. This is the backdoor stuff. You get free money coming. You get carried away. Very nice, something nice coming. That's your desire. And you're going through a very bad patch in a business. Shaitan will tell you to take it. That's why they say your biggest enemy is your nafs. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah said this much, this, that keep your nafs, the difficulty and the hardship and affliction that you're going through, the burden that you go through, keep that burden away from your nafs. Whatever difficulty you're going through, whatever hardship you're going through, do not let it come near your nafs. Keep your nafs away from it, because once your nafs come near that burden and go, they will tell you to do all kind of things. It will tell you all kind of things. At that occasion, it's most important to keep yourself far from nafs. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah said that in a very great lesson, that is. Because we are faced with this kind of thing. A person go through difficulties, a person go through some burdens, some hardships go through. At that time, the nafs will tell him, never mind, do this, do that, do that. Do this, do that, do that. Because you're going through that hardship, you give sickness to, never mind, do this and do that. The mother too, at home, she can't get any children. The shaitan will tell him, no, you can't get it. Go to one temple, go do something. All that. Nafs is the biggest shaitan. Imam Ghazali said nicely, on this occasion of this kind, which you call taklif, you call all kind of burdens and all kind of afflictions and all kind of hardships you're facing, at that time, make sure that you keep far from your nafs. The nafs will be far from this thing. Then only you'll be saved. Then only you'll be protected. Otherwise, you don't know where you go to. You don't know where you go to. So once that nafs becomes of that kind, when it becomes of that kind, he says, that's why the sweetness of the nafs, once it gets into your heart, then it becomes very difficult to take it out. That lust is there. The person got a habit of committing zina all the time. And he does not want to leave that zina all the time, that is stuck in his heart. Then no matter what kind of telling statement, what kind of telling, you can invite him to whatever he says, he's not prepared to leave it. Look at that person taking drugs. That is an example for us. He's gone stamped into his heart to that extent that no matter what kind of lectures you can give him, no matter what can tell him, a person with gambling in him, look at him, what he does. Because it's now stuck into his heart to that extent that he's not prepared to accept anything until unless he sits in the company of pious people. I'm not telling you what a fly. The remedy is only one thing. To sit in a pious company of that person, when you sit in his company, you think, Wallah and Rasulullah. Wallah, I'm telling you, no matter how much of knowledge you can have, with all the knowledge you can have in you, until and unless you sit in the company of pious people, no matter how much namaz you can read to, no matter how much zikr you make to, until and unless you don't sit in the company of pious people, the effect won't take place. That's why they say, if you sit for 5 minutes in the company of a pious person, what you gain in that 5 minutes, you can don't get in years and years of it. The effect is something else. So we are in a position of this kind, we can see that, you know, that this desire that we have in us is because we look at other people. We look at other people. Nabi Karim Sons gave us a remedy, but he's not following the remedy. He says, whenever you look at a person of the world, look at people lower than you. When you look at people lower than you, it's obvious you'll become more content and become grateful to Allah Ta'ala because you're happy whatever Allah gave you. But when you look at people higher than you, all the time you're feeling like, let my desire, look at it, let me, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do that. There will be no end to your desires at all. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, in the beginning he was so involved with people of the highest. But he said, I should see people, they got this, they got of the world, his desire was, let me become like them too. But he was never happy. Because once you have desire, the desire does not fulfill any time, it does not happen at all, because there is no end to it. Your stomach will not be full. You see this today, you want something higher, it's higher and higher. Like your desire, you stay in the country, you got all the money, you got enough money here, which is sufficient for your livelihood and everything. But now your desire, let me have more money. Because you're not content with what you got here, so let me go somewhere else because I want more money. That means, in other words, what it is, you're not content. And that is when the desire becomes higher and higher, that you lose everything also. The fickle go, if a person begins to have this concern that, you know, always controlling his desires, not being controlled by his desires, he controls his desires, then that person won't have fickle at all. Why is the fickle too much in the world today? The fickle in the world is today because of his, he has high hopes. I want this, I want that. So the remedy is, one is this, but the fickle goes. And once the fickle goes, there is no sorrow, there is no fear, no such thing going through any difficulties of any kind. Because you find the person the most important, because he's got so much of desires of all kinds, that it so happened that he becomes, now he gets sorrowful, I cannot reach what that person is. And do not any time think that that person who you're looking at, he's got everything of the best. Do not look at outward picture of a person and jump into conclusions. You'll be surprised what he's going through is worse than you. Everything outside brain looks very bright. But you don't know what is going happening in his heart and what he's going through, only Allah knows. You'll be more content than him if he only knows. But because you're looking at with a bad eye to that person, look at yourself only how Allah has been so kind to you. That's why he said nicely that when you look at a person of the world, look at people lower than you, you thank Allah Ta'ala every second. Every second, the desire of your world will be, worldly desire will definitely go away from you. When you're driving a car too, you're driving a car, you see a car, you haven't got the means to drive or desire to drive, brother, drive an elephant, aeroplane. That's my desire, that is. My desire to that is. But you're driving a car, which is not even very no good, but you're driving, you see a person on the street walking. Ya Allah, I thank you for this thing. Every moment there's a thing. This is the condition of a mu'min, that he looks at himself, but look at others lower than him. What brings about that contentment, that he does not have greed in his life. When greed comes into a person's life, that is a time all kind of desires come into. Do not look at people outwardly and feel that they are someone. You don't know what they're going through. There was a person, you know, he wanted to become very, very rich. He wanted to see his rich. He met Khizr alayhi salam. And told Khizr alayhi salam, he said, don't you make dua for me? He said, make dua that Allah Ta'ala must make me the most happiest person. So, happiest person. Okay. He said, before I make the dua, I want you to go see in the world who you can find most happy. And then you tell me, then I'll make dua for that person, on behalf of that person. He went to one person. He saw he was very, very happy, so happy. He said, no, this person, yeah, he's looking like he's a very happy person. So, you know what, it's good that let me tell him to make dua. But he said, no, let me look for one more person. While going out, he saw another person, very more than this person happy. Beautiful, flourishing business. Beautiful children. Wife is beautiful. He said, now this is a person. But it stuck his heart that before I do anything, let me ask this person how is he. Before I get in the wrong place. One good thing that he did, that before he even told Imam, he said, let me ask this person. So he went, Assalamu alaikum, I see you very happy, wonderful children, business flourishing. What a great person you are. He looked at him and smiled. He said, "You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I'm going through." He said, "What do you mean? You got the best of this." He said, "Don't fall for that. Don't fall. A lesson for all of us. Don't fall for that person driving a beautiful car there. You rather drive a jalopy and be happy. There's more contentment in that, my dear friend. Remember, that's also Ni'mat from Allah. You don't know what that person went through." Immediately when that person, when he told his whole story, he told him that, you know, "I had a beautiful wife. And it so happened she became very ill. And when she became very ill, so I began to cry." He said, "What are you crying for? Tomorrow you'll get married." He said, "I won't do that." And he did a very stupid thing he did. He did the most stupid thing he did. To prove a point to her, which no one else must do that, he did a very stupid thing. He cut his private part to show her that how honest he is. But the tables turned. The table turned and the woman got very well. And when she got very well, then now what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Then it so happened that those children that he sees in his room without his, all belonging to his workers. Allah Almighty, Father. Just to tell you, do not look at people outwardly and jump into conclusions. Then he went and told him about Khizr alayhi salam. He said, "Make dua for afiyat. Make dua for afiyat." That's the dua that you always make. We go for umrah to Allah and nasr wal afiyat. Wal mu'afat al-da'im fi deen wa dunya wal akhirah. That is the afiyat dua that all it. So, my desire, don't have desires. Desires will take you nowhere. I promise you, do not look at your desires. As long as your desires confound the desire of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you must know that you have not fulfilled your desires. You have fulfilled the desires of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To commit a dear person, got a desire to commit. He's got a wife. Halal. His desire that you commit zina. Just imagine. He leaves his halal wife to go to haram. He desired to do that. Immediately must say, "My desire, but the desire of Allah Ta'ala." Allah Almighty, Father from my, you do not know what our society is going through. You'll be surprised. They leave in the halal and go to haram because the desire is that. Your desire must be kept one side. Remember, in every way, you know, you like a beautiful thing, my desire to eat that fruit, that food, but hey, it's coming haram. Your desire is no more important. Have the business also that coming from the wrong route is haram. My desire, hey, grab that parcel and then I'll make it again a couple of millions there. No. Don't desire of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Karim so nicely, he said, "A mu'min is he whose desires confound my desires." In other words, you don't have any desire at all. You have no desire at all. It's his desire that you follow. And once you follow his desires, get everything. Once you follow his desires, then there will be no such sorrow, no such grief, no such pain, all kind of happiness. Your desire is to get married second time. Everyone will come get married second time. Is your desire? Ask yourself, are you prepared to face the consequences of what his desire is? Nabi Karim himself had 9 wives or even more. But what did he have? What desires? He never fulfilled his desires. He fulfilled their desires. They became widows. No one to look after them. He never fulfilled his desires. His desire was, "Ya Allah, they were going to widows. They are going to no one to look after them. Not because I want to fulfill my lusts only. Today I want to get married because of lust. And that lust goes anything past." So your lust is it. He did. He got married for the sake of. Let me just widows there, what will happen to their lives. Never at any time he thought for desire, for lust. Today is lust only. You got one wife, you can't even look after her. You can't walk straight. You can't talk straight. Then you want a second wife. You would know what's the meaning of that. That's your desire. Obviously, what is the desire of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What Allah Ta'ala desires? وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً. When khiftu, Allah Ta'ala gives you the rule. My desire, if you want to fulfill your desire, when khiftum Allah ta'adilu. My desire is that you have the fear that you must have justice. What took you with justice? As the Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, one man came with him and gave two fruits there, two fruits, nice fruits. You brought two fruits? He said, I know you got two wives. He said, but now you brought two fruits. He said, but now you brought, how come? He said, no. Must weigh that into, yeah, I weighed it, don't everything in order. I know what kind of person you are. You want everything balanced here. But then Hazrat Thani, you think you're talking of balance and whole, what one is sweeter than another one? Now you got caught there. So cut the thing. When Piranha Sahiba told him, the Thani, you have opened the doors for the people to have two wives. He said, I did not open the doors, I closed the doors. If they only know what kind of life I led. Even when the time I should have relation with my first wife, my mind will never go to my second wife at all too. I do fear that. And yet people look at women, haram women, and they have relation with the wife, with the haram woman in front of them. Allah mani father. So your desires, the majlis is your desires. Forget your desires. My desire to sleep, don't wake up Fajr namaz. But my desire, what is his desire? Everything is what his desire is. Your link is everything what his desire is. What will happen then? You know exactly what is the right. My desire to fight with my father, what is his desire? My desire to fight with my mother, what is his desire? My desire to fight with the wife, what is his desire? That's why they say, as he says, when you look at the wife, Nabi Karim says, look at the wife with muhabbat. The wife look at you with muhabbat. Allah Ta'ala looks at you with rahmat. He says, khub rahmat, luto ghar mein. You can get so much rahmat in your house. The best companion in the world is a pious wife. You do not know what a wife is. She may do whatever heart she can do, but you don't know what she gives her heart for you. She may not eat food, but she will give you food. Allah Ta'ala me is for amal kin tawfiq nasib kun wa akhir da'wa alhamdulillah alhamdulillah rabbil alamin aqim taqim wa salat wa salam allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik allahumma hasina aqibatana fi al-umuri kulli wa ajinna min khizy ad-dunya wa adhab al-akhir rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin wa sallallahu ta'ala ala kulli shay'in bi rahmatika ya